Spotlight discussions often take place between two groups, those who don't use it and those who can't live without it. Perhaps this week's app will get some of that first group to change their mind. I must admit, I dig the idea behind Spotlight, but somehow I'm still old school and I keep my stuff quite organized. But once in a while, I just have to use that feature and this week's app might change my behavior a bit. Welcome to the 33rd episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, HudaSpot. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window. You can click the links there as well, and you can check it out on your iPod screen. Be sure to keep listening, because again, we'll be mentioning a promo code in this episode. Okay, so HudaSpot, what is it? Well, it improves and adds to the whole Spotlight way of finding stuff on your system. It has a user-friendly interface and some unique features that even Spotlight doesn't have. Current version is 1.4.5 and it's created by Huda Software at www.huda.com, and you spell that like H-O-U-D-A-H, but of course you can click the link in the iTunes artwork window. Okay, why do I use this? Well, there are some specific features in this application that are a real add-on to the Spotlight way of finding stuff, but I'll talk about that during the review. So how does this work? Well, basically I'll just mention the interface a bit and immediately you'll see what I mean with those really cool features. The first things that you see are four buttons. The first one is a not group. Second one is a all group. And the third one is an any group. And this is what's so cool about this application. You can add clauses like find all of the following things true, find if any of the following things are true, or a not clause, meaning make sure that everything that fits to the things be after this not clause are not included in my query. And on the right side of the screen you will find a start button, meaning that HudaSpot will begin its search of the things that you want to find. So in practice, what do I do? Well, let's create a query. For instance, I want to find all the images in a specific folder from which the ISO speed is less than 400 and they have specific keywords that I put in them. So how do I go about this? Well, first at the bottom of HudaSpot, I can select where I want to be searching. So here I'm going to take a preset folder that I know contains images that I want to search through, for instance. Let's take, okay, I've selected a folder, and now I can go and create my query. So what do? I hit the all button, and I get a all of the following are true dropdown. And now if I click that, I can still change it to any of the following. And then I just hit the plus sign and I can start defining stuff. For instance, I select ISO speed, but that's not in the general list of things I can select. But at the bottom you will see other. And then you can start and choose from the whole range of Spotlight stuff. For instance, the identifier, illustrator, the headline, the group, genres, instructions, item count, you name it. The whole list of Spotlight metadata that you can add to files. So I choose ISO speed. And I then can select less, equal, or greater. I just choose less than, and I fill in 400. Okay, next I want to start searching on the keywords of those files. So I hit the plus sign again, and now I can go and select, okay, keywords. And the keywords contain, for example, kite. Because I've taken up power kiting and I've got some really great photos from that. And now I want to make sure that I have multiple keywords, so what I could do now is add a all clause. And I do this again by hitting the all button, the all group button at the top of the window. And then the all clause will appear, and now I can keep on adding stuff like example keywords contains sky. So when I hit the start button now, it will start and look for all the images less than 400 ISO speed, and it contains the keyword kite, and it contains the keyword sky, because I used all groups. And that gives me one result from the folder that I have selected. Now I want some more results, so what I will do now is change the all clause for the keywords to any. So this means that it will, as soon as it finds a keyword kite, or if it finds the keyword sky, it will add that to the list of files that it has found. Of course, the ISO speed still is in the all clause, so it will be still less than 400. Let's try this, and now I get a result of 4 images. And how does it display this? Well, really nicely done. It displays them in the top of the window, and when you hit them, you have 3 extra buttons that appear at the bottom of your search window, namely the browser, the inspector, and the preview. So what does this do? Well, for instance, if you hit the browser, you will see the list of files, the whole directory listing, so you can still see what other files were in the directory of the file I have selected at the top of HudaSpot. So if I change some of those files, I select them, it will immediately also select that specific file in the browser, and it will show you a little preview of it too. Now if you go and hit the inspector button, it will show you the extra information of the file you have selected. For instance, if there is an alpha channel, the aperture, color space, the content created, modified, content type, all the extra metadata info of the file I have selected. I can also hit preview, and that will give me a nice preview of the file I have selected also. So really cool, you create queries, you see the immediate result of your queries, and you see the extra info of all the files you have found. You can go back to your query and tweak it if you like by simply hitting the stop button, and it will take you to the query creation window again, the main window, and you can tweak your query as you wish. As for now, I have created multiple criteria to look for stuff. I have added all groups, any groups, and specific keywords and extra things to look for, but I have only searched in one location. What if I have 4 image folders spread throughout my system and I want to look through all 4 of them and not through my whole library or my whole system, for instance? Well, I can simply go and add locations, and this is when it really starts to become cool. I mean, I have multiple criteria to search and multiple locations to search in, and that's another thing I think that Spotlight really doesn't have. But in this way, I can really very easily put up a search query that goes through specific multiple folders that I have designated. Okay, so I have put all this time in creating my favorite query to find my pictures lower than 400, blah, 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 blah. What can I do now? Well, I can simply save the query as a template. And how do I do that? Well, you just hit File, Save As, you give it a name, images below 400, for instance, and I can save that wherever I want to. Or I can just simply hit the Go to Templates folder, and it will take me to the HudaSpot template folder, and I can save it there. Now when I go to the templates menu, the specific search that I entered will be visible there, the name of the query, and I just hit it and it will start booting up that template. Very handy. Now I'll run by some of the preferences and immediately you'll see where HudaSpot will become really very powerful. So if I go to the preferences, the first tab will show me the general tab, is it? And that will ask if you want to launch HudaSpot at logon, what the global hotkeys are, the global menu item, quit on clause of last window, check for updates and enable animations, some basic stuff. Second tab is the search options where you can choose to show the results immediately or and show icons in the result list. And the third tab, and this is really interesting, the new search settings. And here you can choose which template should be automatically activated when you open up the very first HudaSpot window. For instance, when I go Command N in HudaSpot, it will automatically open up with the template that I select in the preferences. So for instance, if I choose the images below 400, each window that I open in HudaSpot will have that template to start with, and I just have to hit the start button to get that query going. The fourth tab allows me to link shortcuts to specific queries. Now, for instance, if I have to do, if I often have to do searches for images below 400, and right after that I have to do a search for images above 400, then I can add those templates to, for instance, Command 1 and Command 2. So I can go Command 1 and HudaSpot will start the first query. I find the images I want to, and then I just go Command 2 and it will automatically start the second query with all the images above 400, for instance. So you see, when you really have a lot of stuff that needs to be organized, that you want to look for, and it's not, well, I'm using images here as an example, but that's something you might do in an imaging management software packet like iPhoto, for example. But let's say specific text files with a certain string of text in it, or PDF files, you name it, and you have often queries that you have to do the one after each other, this allows you to really do that in a very, very fast way. And it really, in my opinion, is worth the purchase, because Spotlight just doesn't cut it when it comes to stuff like this. I do have some developer tips, however. The first one is a bit graphical. The not and the any and the all groups, the icons, I understand what they mean, but somehow I find I'm not really fitting for the application. I'm not sure where it goes wrong, but I don't know. It doesn't really fit with the whole look and feel of the application. The second one is that when you want to add one of those and or any groups, it's hard to really see where it will be added. You have to think a bit in reverse, meaning, for instance, when I want to search for any of those keywords, I first had to enter a criteria for the keywords. And when that was selected, then I could hit one of those groups and it will add that above those keyword criteria. And if you did, if you got that wrong and you wanted to delete that specific group, the criteria below that group would be deleted also. That's a bit, they should be able to tweak it a bit so I can, for instance, drag and drop those groups. But I'm quite sure that once they get to tweak it a bit more, they will add a feature like that in. It really would be very handy if I could just take one of those and or any clauses and drag them to where I want to see them applied, and all the rest should nest into them quite easily. So it's a great application, and if you want to get it, you can with a promo code that I got from the developer. The promo code itself is NLMA07. So NLMA from Neat Little Mac Apps 07. And it will be valid until the end of February. And it will give you a 30% discount on a single user license and a single household license. Now, it will not work for the already discounted student licenses, but 30% still is quite a nice price considering that the application is only $19.95 to start with for the single user license. So go get it at Huda.com. It's very easy if you just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window. It will direct you immediately to their site and you can go and get HudaSpot. Really is a nice piece of work. Go check it out, download the demo, play with it, and you'll see what I mean when I'm talking about the power of using this application to search your stuff. So that's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. It really was a small episode. I wish to add a plug for SourceTrunk. Go over to www.sourcetrunk.com. Usually you will find some exotic open source application being reviewed there, but this week my colleague Dimitri really had a great application that is OS X compatible. It's called Synergy. I won't talk about it too much. Head over to sourcetrunk.com, hit the link in the iTunes artwork window, and go and listen to his review of Synergy. So it exists for OS X. I won't say what it is exactly. It's a bit of a surprise, but for the IT guys amongst you, or for the people who have a laptop and a normal system, or who work with two screens a lot of the time, go check it out. Really, it's a great application and you should check out the review because Dimitri really does a great job in reviewing that application. If he hadn't done it, then I should review the application, but he beat me to it and basically I didn't know about it. So check it out, sourcetrunk.com. That's it. Hope you liked the show. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. If you have an application that you think is truly special and you want to see it reviewed, you can send it to me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. That's for the developer. Also, if you want to submit your own application, feel free and send it to me. Of course, you can promote this show by simply telling all of your friends how great this Neat Little Mac Apps podcast is. I still see the total number of subscriptions rise every month, so keep subscribed, keep telling everybody about the podcast. You can support me too by buying something from the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop, of course. Link is in the iTunes artwork window, or you will find it easily at the site. And the music, as always, is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network. Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.